so good that I hit record. Both. It's not recording, not just yet. Now we're at zero. So yeah, it sounds so much better. It's recording.
You okay over there?
Load but stuff. You shouldn't have hit recording yet until I figure out my camera angle.
It's all right.
You stay on that side.
We got 10 minutes in, man. You'll figure out the angle.
Yeah.
Huh? Man, bro.
You'll use be all right. Use the Schwartz.
Let the Schwartz be with you.
Let the Schwartz be with you.
My camera angle is all discombobulated now.
It's not that bad, to be honest. When you first laid it out, like, we're looking up at you. Yeah, but this, you're coming out of like a position of authority. Like, you're looking down like, yo, look at me.
But you want your lip gloss to shine better?
Oh.
That was funny. That Caleb reel on TikTok, people were pissed.
Came back to bite him in the ass.
They were pissed at who?
At us. Someone was YouTube was at like, you. Oh, homophobic. You guys are just sounding like you don't like gay people. Like, no, we're making a joke about his pink phone and his pink nails and his pink lip gloss. Yeah. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah, Cameron wears a pink fur. I listen to him like every other dude.
And one dude was like LGBTQB1, and I was rolling when I heard that. That was so funny. I like that. That's a good one.
There we go.
TikTok was like, they were just left. They were, you know, pissed off at who the hell knows what. I've never had a minor issue. It's like, we're joking. We're pointing out the dude's got pink everything. You know, 10 years ago, dudes didn't do that. It's just, it is what it is. No one's mad that he's gay, not gay. Like, that's not even what it's about. And I told one dude, I said, bro, you're about to invest millions of dollars in this guy. He looks like he's not doing any combine stuff. He's not doing any pro day stuff. Yeah,
he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to invest $20-30 million in someone who clearly looks like has an arrogance issue.
First of all,
pay attention.
He did the pro day. Okay. He did the pro day. And he looked phenomenal.
Everybody looks good when no one's out there playing defense against you.
Well, you was just bashing him, saying he didn't do it. I'm telling you, he did it, and he looked phenomenal.
All right, correct. But I'm talking about people.
Phenomenal.
You're going to put all this money into somebody, and he looks like right now he's not taking anything seriously.
Of course he's taking it serious. That's why he's training.
What's wrong with these kids missing combines and stuff, man? Like, where's the competition at?
Man? Hey, man, he don't need to go there. He don't need to go there. Marvin Harrison Jr. don't need to go
Maserati
there.
Maserati Marv.
You ever see the movie Hustle with Adam Sandler?
No.
I watched that. Good movie. It's really good. But towards
is that where
end,
he's like a basketball scout or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Never saw it.
But at the end, he tells the guy, the day before the combine, you don't go out and do anything. You don't need to get hurt. You don't need to stress yourself. You don't need to do anything because you're already here. You got to go out and perform. So when dudes skip the combine, we've had the conversation a bunch of times. Like, I personally couldn't care less. If you've had enough stuff on tape in college to where running in your underwear at a 4.1 versus a 4.2 in pads is not going to sway me. But for the guys who need to add more tape, I see the benefit of it.
Yeah.
Harrison Jr., why would you go out there and risk getting hurt for some silly shit? You're already a locked top five pick. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's already rich too, though.
That's true too. Yeah.
I mean, he's not rich. His dad's rich.
Pretty sure he might have benefited from that a little bit.
Tiny bit.
Yeah, but he ain't rich.
He'll be rich.
Right. I mean, he got NIL now. He might be rich.
He's gonna be richer than his daddy soon.
He might be rich. He got NIL. He's been making money since he stepped on the Ohio State campus.
They don't call him Maserati Marv for no reason.
Yeah, that's all. He probably is rich. You're right.
So this is 49. Who's 49 out there? Anybody?
Episode 49.
I don't think there's any 49s out there.
Oh, man, 49.
My
49ers, yeah, we'll take a whole team. I'll take that.
Yeah, the whole team?
The whole thing.
You know, I'm recording my phone now, so now I can't look anything up.
You can still look it up on your iPad, can't you? Yeah. Or your tablet?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I could.
It's kind of the same thing, right? Just one's bigger than the next.
Yeah. Trying to see if it needed an update or something.
This guy.
I just watched a softball game, and the softball team is the Charlotte 49ers. I didn't even know the 49ers were a team outside of NFL.
Why would they be the 49ers and be from Charlotte?
Are they, Charlotte, North Carolina 49ers.
Did they ever find gold in Charlotte?
An Appalachian
gold. I'm pretty sure they found gold in San Francisco in California. Did they find gold in Charlotte?
I'm going to go with you're going to have to call them. I got the number here if you need it.
So you might be calling.
I'm just inquiring minds.
Inquiring minds.
If you want to L, press one.
Is your microphone on a movable stand?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
You might want to lower it down a bit.
Yeah, the whole camera like angle is messing me up.
That's better now. That's good.
Like you about to record Boats and Hoes Part 2.
Boats and Hoes.
That's such a good
Boats
movie.
Boats and Hoes.
The Flippy Floppies.
The Nina, the Pina, the Santa Maria. Do you in the boat while I'm drinking sangria? Lemon heads, nachos.
Yeah, bro, they don't make good movies anymore, man. There's not been a movie like that. There's not been a good movie like that in years, man.
No, they just remix everything.
Lemon head, nachos.
That's such a good, it's a good fucking movie. I'm trying to look something up, but I'm completely blanked at what I was trying to find.
I mean,
I'm actually Googling what is a 49er, because I know it has something to do with mining.
We all the gold rush in 1949. In 1949, that's what they had, the gold rush.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the California gold rush. That's what I said. So they had gold in, did they find gold in Charlotte?
I don't know, man.
1849, after the miners who rushed the West for gold in 1849. Well, they might as well just add Charlotte onto that. Apparently, they find gold in Charlotte.
We're the Golden Gophers. That's Minnesota.
Yes, Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why so you rock with the Golden Gophers?
I saw something the other day. Like, do you want to trash your Canada? Just go to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I think that was the joke. Or like a ruder Canadian. It was something between the people and like the Canadian versus Canada versus Minnesota. I thought it was funny. I'm probably butchering the joke that I saw, though.
It sounds
Minnesota's like awesome. I love Minnesota.
It's cold.
I love Minnesota.
Sounds like you're butchering it, sir.
Yeah.
I love Minnesota. Oh, I was going to look for 49. God damn it. Players number 49. Because I have no clue.
Mm. Yeah, neither do I. When we got you're the whole 49ers roster, that works.
Neither do I.
Yeah, like 49, he's got to be like a long snapper or a special teams only guy. Like, I don't see 49. I can't think of one on any roster that's
not even 49 basketball, baseball. I can't think of
one. Yeah. Last week, 48, we had to get Axel Foley from 48 hours. I mean, we're
Bobby Mitchell.
In the late 40s.
Bobby Mitchell was number 49.
Was he?
In the NFL?
Yep. Bobby Mitchell.
We had to go Michael Irvin from 47 from the U. So, I mean.
No. Bobby Mitchell. Bobby Mitchell was legit back in the day. He played with Jim Brown.
Did he?
There was something.
Okay.
Where is it?
Okay.
Yep. He is literally it. Top NFL player to wear 49. Bobby Mitchell.
Bless.
Gracias.
Where's the mute button?
On the bottom of the screen.
Bobby Mitchell.
I sneezed in my own eye.
If you sneeze, it takes away the realness.
I seen what was that doc? It was a documentary where he was talking, and he was talking about how the owner, I guess it was the owner of the Redskins or whatever he was playing, made him stand up and sing Dixie.
Who's that? Bobby Mitchell?
Yeah, Bobby Mitchell.
You think Snyder made him do that?
No, man. This is like in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So listen, I have a question.
You don't know Bobby Mitchell.
I got Liam. Liam gave this to me the other day. We broke it down, so we'll break it down here.
I should motherfucker.
Best returners in NFL. Best returners ever.
Devin
Hester?
And
the X.
That's it.
Here we go. Devin Hester.
What do you mean that's it?
Devin Hester or Percy Harvin? Who you got?
Hester.
Hester.
The fuck is a Percy Harvin?
Ted Ginn Jr., Dexter McCluskey.
Ginn and his family.
Ginn and his family.
Yep.
Yo, Ginn, that boy.
I'll probably take Junior. I'll take
that
Junior.
Boy had wheels, boy.
Ginn had two in one game against the Jets. It's like the only good thing he ever did.
All right, Eric Metcalf. Well, what do you got, Felix?
No, I was just wondering. Does Liam know like returners like before the year 2020?
He knows some of these guys. Oh. Eric Metcalf or Glenn Milburn?
Oh, man, I was a huge Eric Metcalf when I was growing up.
I'm choosing him because he's the only one I know.
Yeah.
I was a huge Eric Metcalf fan growing up.
As was I.
Un momento.
Leon Washington or Patrick Peterson?
Neither Peterson. One.
Got to pick one.
I'll take Leon Washington.
Leon Washington, too.
Peterson did punt returns.
Yeah. But that was in college. I don't remember him returning punts in the NFL.
Yeah, that wasn't specified.
Like, maybe if best returners ever, all-time kicking.
I mean, if you're going to just go in football players, period, like Desmond Howard is like one of the best returners ever.
Yeah, so and that's what this here is. So
is it like college and NFL?
It just says best returners of all time.
Listen,
the Raw is 99-yard punt return against the Rams.
Really?
Yeah, that's like one,
I mean,
though.
I can see him going back there. Like Ed Reed went back there a couple times
like
important spots, but he wasn't the return man.
But Hester has
returner like college and NFL. If you want to see like the rawest returner I've ever seen outside of Devin Hester is Rocket Ishmael. Like if you go look at Rocket Ishmael, like
those
college tape
could fly, bro.
He was good. Those
you go look at Rocket Ishmael college tape, you'd be like, yeesh.
His brother was good too. He was
hell yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't like Rocket.
So Leon Washington or Patrick Peterson, who are we going with? I think Leon Washington is more of a return guy than Patrick Peterson is.
Yeah, because I remember Leon Washington returning.
Yeah,
kicks.
Like I said,
Peterson
probably dropped back like Ed Reed did. Like I said, once in a blue moon, you need a big play or a secure catch. You get your guy back there. Peterson to me is not a return guy.
We don't throw some raw returners though.
We don't throw 21 in there. We don't
Rocket Ishmael. I mean, you had Desmond Howard.
I got a comment on your list, Billy.
No deal.
And when I was growing up, you had players like Mel Gray.
Cordero Patterson or Nate Burleson?
Patterson.
Cordero. I'm with their Burleson Walker.
was
I mean, Peter Work was a good returner, but I mean, in college.
Walker or Edelman?
Who and who?
Who?
Wes Welker or Julian Edelman?
Welker.
Neither one of them returned.
I mean, Welker
started
as a return guy.
Welker returned in Texas Tech. He returned for the Dolphins too,
and then the Patriots stole him.
Dion,
I mean, we're doing all Jimmy Barrows. Then if we're going on
Dion or Trydon Holiday,
yeah, Dion.
Trendon Holiday.
It's his name is bunched up on here. Like it's
Trendon Holiday. Pat McAfee laid that boy ass out.
I'm going Dion for that one.
Yeah,
Dion, Kevin Williams.
I think Dion's first touch in the NFL was a punt return for a touchdown.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Tyreek Hill or Kevin Williams.
Kevin Williams.
I might go with Kevin Williams.
Kevin Williams was my guy, and I hate the Cowboys, but well, that boy was at the U.
I might have to go with Kevin.
Brian then Mitchell.
Punt returners, you start looking at Santana Moss. That boy was nasty on the punt return game.
He didn't do much punt returning in the NFL, though.
At first he did.
Early did, but not throughout his career.
But once he started.
Brian Mitchell or Andre Roberts?
I mean, Brian Mitchell's a Hall of Fame kind of. Yeah, that's what he did. You know,
same thing. Like that guy's a Hall of Fame returner. Like what he did. And
yeah,
he was, like,
yeah, that's what he did.
I probably go Brian Mitchell.
Second most scores of all time.
Yep. Gale Sayers, Jacoby Jones.
Ooh. Gale Sayers. Ooh. Kansas Common. All the way.
Yeah.
As a returner?
Yeah, yeah. Kansas Common. All the way.
Josh Cribbs, Rod Woodson.
Josh Cribbs.
Even though Woodson
Woodson, like, could get once in a while being back there. But
no, he returned a lot. He returned early in his career.
Yeah, early on. But Cribbs was, you know, that's what he did. Rick Upchurch, Mike Haynes.
Mike Haynes. I like Mike Haynes.
Mel Gray, Allen Roth.
That's my guy. I just told you about him. Mel Gray was that dude growing up. He did not want to kick it to Mel Gray.
Darren Sproles, Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun.
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh.
Deshaun is a better returner.
Sproles is slept on.
Hey, Deshaun got one of the nastiest walk-off punt returns
ever. He sure does. Against the Giants. That's what popped into my head. Like, to me, I think Sproles is a fantastic player for what he was, like what he did. But
I'm gonna go with Deshaun.
Yeah, I did too, but that was a tough one for me.
I'm gonna go with DJ, but that's a tough one right there. I'm gonna go with DJ though.
Dante Hall, Ron Smith.
Dante Hall, let's go next.
Dante Hall, the X Factor, human joystick.
Next.
Desmond Howard, Brandon Tate.
Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard.
So that was this official list that this
what was it, a tournament? I mean, you got winners and losers?
That was the first round. That was first round. So second round.
Desmond Howard, again, like college?
He
had one in the Super Bowl, too, but college?
Put it this way. We're going to go. If you ask me, I'll just skip and go to your Final Four right now. Howard.
No, we got to go through what who we picked versus who was picked. So second round
right now.
Second round is Hester and Ted Ginn. Percy Harvin did not make it, neither did Dustin McCluster.
Yeah,
so Hester, Ted Ginn, I think we're all on Hester.
Yeah, let's go.
Eric Metcalf, Patrick Peterson.
Metcalf.
Eric Metcalf was better.
Cordell Patterson, Wes Welker.
Patterson.
Deion Sanders, Tyreek Hill.
Deion.
Brian Mitchell. Jacoby Jones beat out Gale Sayers. Jones and Brian Mitchell.
Because of the Super Bowl?
I would think so.
Brian Mitchell.
Josh Cribbs versus Mike Haynes.
Cribbs.
Mel Gray versus Deshaun Jackson.
Mel Gray. It's my guy.
D-Jax.
Dante Hall versus Desmond Howard.
I got to pick Dante Hall.
It depends, though. See what I'm saying? Like, Desmond Howard won the Heisman just off returning.
I mean, are we going from college and pros?
I'm going Desmond Howard.
If we're going only pros, then I got to give it to X because he had more opportunities.
This man ran a punt return back and did the Heisman pose and was like, yeah, you know who got it. Give it to me.
All right. I know it's here. I took Dante Hall because I remember some of the stuff he did.
Yeah, he had more memorable NFL returns.
Yeah,
like that.
So
making two people juke
when you run two people into each other. That's about it. Yeah. That's all
sideline against the Denver. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
All right, so round three. Devin Hester against Patrick Peterson, who beat out Eric Metcalf.
Hester, let's go.
Hester.
These are new age people that's picking this stuff.
These are Madden players.
This is Liam out there picking his favorite returners.
Cordell Patterson beat Wes Welker.
Yeah.
And Deion Sanders beat Tyreek Hill. So Cordell Patterson versus Deion Sanders.
Deion.
I would probably go Deion also.
Even though I could see people going with Patterson, I wouldn't be mad at that, but I'm just going to go with Deion. See, this is a Liam
pick. I think Patterson has the most kickoff returns, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got the same more touchdowns than Deion also.
Deion just
No, he does. He does. Deion doesn't have
I think he's number one.
Deion has more
in kick return
career interceptions for TDs than punt. And kickoffs, but
I would go Patterson. Patterson is still doing it today.
That's what I'm saying. That's a Liam.
He actually moved from wide receiver to running back and is still playing, which just sounds absurd.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's number he's number one. Number one is Cordell Patterson and kick returns in the NFL with 9.
Oh,
so Jacoby Jones,
that's crazy. 9 touchdowns. That's nuts.
Jacoby Jones beat out Brian Mitchell. So Jacoby Jones versus Josh Cribbs.
Fucking Liam out here picking.
Cribbs.
Cribbs.
Cribbs is up
MTV
there.
Cribbs.
Deshaun Jackson versus Dante Hall. Dante Hall beat Desmond Howard. Jackson beat Mel Gray. So
this is new stuff, man. These are new people.
I'm gonna go with D-Jack, but I Hall of Pipe should get it. He should beat him up, but I'm gonna go with D-Jack.
All right. So we have Devin Hester, who beat Patrick Peterson, and we have Cordell Patterson, who beat out Deion Sanders. Hester versus Patterson.
So that's the biggest combo in the kick return world, because one leads in punt return and one leads in kickoff return.
Yeah.
So Hester has 14 punt returns, but kickoff is harder.
I would say punt. We'll get to that.
I would say punt is harder.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. So Hester
has freer lanes. Go ahead.
Hester versus Cordell Patterson, and Josh Cribbs beat out Jacoby Jones. Deshaun Jackson beat out Dante Hall. Josh Cribbs or Deshaun Jackson?
Josh Cribbs. He's number two. Josh Cribbs.
Yeah, Cribbs.
Hester versus Cribbs. This here in front of me has Hester versus Deshaun Jackson.
What? For the finals?
It's the championship. Hester beat out Cordell Patterson. Deshaun Jackson beat out Josh Cribbs. We respect the game. Who do we got? Hester or Deshaun Jackson?
Hester, man. The greatest returner ever.
Hester, if he's going against Deshaun Jackson.
I agree 1,000%.
Hester is the greatest returner ever, man.
I agree 1,000%.
Deshaun only has four kick returns.
Patterson's up there, too. What do you got, Dewey?
I mean, Hester has 10 more punt returns than Deshaun.
I mean, me personally, I wouldn't really base it off of the touchdowns, because those are hard to get. But just, I mean, Hester is just electric. Like when you kick away from the person,
yes.
When you try to get touchbacks and out of bounds, like some of them other guys, they didn't get that. They still got kicked.
Nah, man. He's the best returner ever, man.
And then he would pick it up.
And he did it. He did it in college and in the NFL.
Yeah.
Now, he
did it with like two different teams, right? Or three different teams. Yeah, the yards. You know, you got
yards changes the game, because Cribbs is second in touchdowns and third in yards.
I was about to say Hester probably has a lot of yards too.
He's trying 12. To get a better view, but Hester's I don't think 12 I can in here. Yards?
Yeah, this is like new people voting, because they left some good returners out there. Like
Brian Mitchell's got 14K.
That's what he did.
That's crazy.
Thing, like I didn't know Gale Sayles returned. I knew he did. He was running back. I didn't like Deion Sanders. He returned a little bit. But I'm seeing Deion as a cornerback. Same with Patrick Peterson.
Deion returned early in his career. Like, I think maybe the first three, four seasons in Atlanta. I guess
Brian Mitchell was
– But when he went to – when he came to us that one year, he didn't return as much. And then when he went to Dallas, they didn't really use him in the punt game as much. So
I'm looking at the first one we went with.
Hester was a bona fide return person.
Yeah, Patterson was a return guy who Patterson, like, this guy's good with the ball. We got to find a way to get him more. He was a returner. Same with Hester. Those two guys, to me, are the same. They're so good with the ball.
Exactly.
They try to make them receivers, make them something. Same with Brian Mitchell. Same with Cribbs. Hester, Hall.
Hester came in as a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hester came in as a corner. They say, we got to get him on offense.
Yeah, he's
find
that good.
Some kind of way to get him the ball.
Yeah.
So Brian Mitchell leads yards in both.
I mean, that's
Hall of Fame. He's like the returner of returners. Like, he's like the first kind of specialty. That's all you do, buddy.
Yeah. Like, gotcha. Jacoby Jones was good, but Cribbs, to me, is a return guy. Like, you knew Josh Cribbs was a returner. He wasn't doing anything else. They tried, didn't work. Get him back there, get him the ball, see what happens.
Like you guys are saying, some of these players that they got on the list were actually specialized returners.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they were doing. And you got others that were just top athletes that they was like, all right, I want you to touch the ball in multiple facets of the game. So, example, Deion, you're a shutdown corner, but I know you can affect the special teams game. So, all right, go return some punts. Or you're a running back. Okay, go return some punts.
Deshaun Jackson, like, bro, you're a receiver. You're not a punt returner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Your speed and your playmaking ability, yeah. Or your, I'm going to get you out here and get you a little more touches. So,
and with, like, and Desmond him, Howard, like, Desmond Howard was in the league to return. Nobody was throwing Desmond Howard the ball.
Right.
You're here to punt return, buddy. You're here to kick return.
Brian Mitchell has 150 more returns than Hester. So you think Hester would have caught him with 150 more chances?
150 more returns. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
He's got 110 on the next person.
Yeah. But again, like I was saying, they kicked away from Hester a lot too. I can't remember if they kicked away from Mitchell like that. They kicked away from Hester. They would tell the kicker, yo, just punt it out of bounds. I remember one of the ones he returned when the punter tried to punt it out of bounds, I think, and he didn't listen or he shanked it, and that boy picked it up and they were scolding that buddy on the sideline. Like, did you not?
This dude didn't play that long. I don't know how the hell he has so many. Like, did he play special teams for more than one team? Like, how does he have so many more? Brian Mitchell, he's got 100 more punt returns than the next guy.
Didn't he play most of his career with Philly, He was with Washington.
He was at Washington, but I remember him with Philly.
Yeah, he's a Redskin boy.
But I'm saying he was with Philly most of it, right?
No. He's
300 more kick returns than Hester. That's crazy.
No, he's a Redskin.
Well, I just mean the team he was on was horrible. They just kept scoring and kicking off.
I remember him more at Philly than I do at Washington.
They did that to Gas. He played 3 years at Philly.
How many seasons he played in Washington?
The rest, I guess his last season was New York. So it was Washington from 1990 to 99 and then Philly for the next three and then the Giants. And he was like, played for New York 1 year and he said, I'm retired.
Yeah. He was in Philly. He was on the way out.
I just remember him. I remember being in Philly for a while.
Yeah. His Philly days take out more than my head than the Redskins.
I remember him as a Redskin.
He was listed up here for the Redskins. But, yeah, man, he spent, his whole career in one division, three different teams. It's pretty interesting.
He had 1,000 yards in all three seasons in Philly.
Bro, that's not bad, dude.
That's kind of crazy. His first
3 years in Washington.
Mm-hmm. What's harder, punt return or kick return?
I say punt.
I think punt also.
I think punt has – it's kick return is more structured for them to stay in their lanes easier, whereas punt has – more instant blocking where you can push a guy way out early and because you're already on him. So it has like the more breakdowns that you could find lanes in.
Yeah. If the punt return is harder than kick return.
Yeah. If the punt can be further or shorter or left or right. So where
yeah, punt returning, punt returning is hard, man. Yeah,
and then they used to have the 2 yard halo rule. Now you get right on the guy and just hope he catches it. It's much more difficult. Who's got the most punt returns? You said Patterson or Hester?
Punt returns is Hester and kick returns is Patterson. And
that's Mitchell's crazy yards. Impressive, bro. Because you got to be able to see like a guy with a big stride, just like Felix said, you got lane, just take off and go, break a few tackles. But you got a guy like Hester who can be bouncing around back there. You got to catch it, set up, see your lanes, go make a move. That's hard to do in itself. So I think
You only got one gunner coming down there.
You got punt return is hard as shit.
He had the best cut, which is why I don't understand. You don't see nobody in the league punt returning like how Hester used to set somebody up and then cut. You don't see that. Hester, that's like, how do you not watch one of the best to do it?
And Hester once you make cut that game. Miss,
yeah, that's
Hester crazy. Cut that game was nasty.
Well, I mean, it's funny that you say that because I say the same thing about Peter Warwick and his change of direction. Like, to me, like in college, he was just –
Yeah, short space, because he was slow as hell, but short space.
Yeah, of course. I haven't seen a lot of people that short game of his talent.
Well, you got tons of slot receivers that can do, like, play that type of role that Peter Warwick was playing.
But they don't make people miss like how he was. Like, he was, like, boom! He was jumping in and jumping in and out, and people just crashing each other. Like, that boy was ridiculous in college, man. That boy, that boy, juke game was ridiculous, man. I couldn't stand Florida.
It was all right. Boy. I like Coles better. I don't even like them dudes.
I don't like damn one of them.
I like Coles as I thought Coles was better than Peter Warwick.
Deion, only one to get a pass.
Ready?
Top 10 countries with the most beautiful people. What?
Yeah, countries bro. With the most beautiful.
Can you hear?
People. We did ugliest. Now we're doing most beautiful. Number 10 is Germany? Nigeria. Number 9, Jamaica. Now, any island culture is going to have beauty. They're out in the sun all day in the sand. It's tropical. Fruit? You know,
if you number 8, Adam 22
South Korea. Now, this was on the ugliest list. I don't know. And that list was really rude. So I don't know what they were.
South doing. Korea?
Number 7 is India. They were also on the ugliest list. And I was really upset about that because I'm like, so this Indian list is culture done, is sir. Gorgeous. Number 6, Italy. Number 5, the United States of America. Ooh, we're on the list. Number 4, Argentina.
Who voted?
Number 3, Venezuela. Okay, we're getting South American, you know, sun and tropical again. Number 2, Sweden. If you like this list and want more about other nonsense, follow me. Leave me a comment with the country you think has the most beautiful people. Also follow my Instagram at fiance Samantha and share this with the most beautiful
person. Whoa. He has a fiance named Samantha?
Samantha. Finally, Samantha. At number 1.
Must Brazil. Be long for Sam.
The top 10 countries with the most beautiful.
Brazil
is number 1. Number 1 is Brazil.
Brazil.
And Brazil's infected too.
Oh, I think India opera, people are. That. India should have got more love there.
I think there was 6. Because I didn't see I didn't see the ugliest countries. Like you said, they've got them on the ugliest and the most attractive. Same with South
Brazil,
Korea.
Brazil, the most beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Russia on here, no Czech Republic, nothing like that. Like, those chicks are hot over there. I can see Brazil.
Plead the 5th.
Nah, you got to listen, bro. Just for the people,
this is public
bro.
Information.
Germany.
Germany.
Germany should have been up there. Russia.
Russia 100% should have been on there. Like, yeah. I saw that. I was like, here's another couple lists he has, according to ABC News. The top whitest names of all time. And the top blackest names per ABC
the top
News.
Whitest names like George or like Bill, William.
I don't like where this is going.
John.
That's, I mean, Richard? You're hitting all of them, bro.
John, Richard. William,
that's
Robert.
All of them.
Gary.
I mean, that's my first and middle name, William John. So I mean, you're fucking had it hard.
Yeah, I can guess a couple of them.
There we go.
I'm according to ABC News. Number 10 is Caitlin, very white.
Oh, very number white.
10, Cody. Number 8.
Oh, ultimate white. You know, Karen's on this
and
thing.
I think of, isn't it Madeline, the French girl that's like in the nunnery? Yeah.
Yes. Never met a black Madeline.
Number 7. Madeline. Number 7, Wyatt. Like Wyatt Earp.
Oh, Wyatt Earp.
Number
yeah.
6, we got Katie. Number 5, Tanner. Number 4,
Tanner's pretty
Claire.
White.
Now, yeah, Tanner's Claire, white. I think can be also.
Never met a black Tanner.
Other cultures have Claire. Like, I think of Miss Huxtable and the Cosby Show is named Claire.
That's just one.
Number 3, Connor. I mean, that's like the most
Connor
common
and Tanner
Irish
this
name.
Yeah,
number 2,
real
Amy.
White.
If you like this list and want more lists about other nonsense, follow me. Leave me a comment with the whitest name.
You need to stop following
I would have thought Hunter. Samantha's feeling a little.
Hunter, Connor, so Tanner.
Hunter.
Also, yeah. Follow
Super
my Instagram,
white.
Fiance yeah. Samantha. Hopefully they we all recover. Number 1, oh, the irony, is Jake.
Jake. Yes. I don't think I met a black Jake.
No.
Jamal.
Yeah, like.
Definitely never met a black Tanner.
No, Tanner, like you said, Tanner,
I only know one Tanner. He
Hunter.
Full house.
Yeah, but Tanner's 100%, man. That shit is, that is white as fuck, Tanner. Like, have you met anyone named, like the show I'm watching?
Madeline, but Madeline.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
Woo. Ain't nobody black named Madeline.
Caroline.
Can't even spell it.
Nope. I think it starts with an M.
Never met one Madeline Fern.
There we go.
The top 10 blackest names.
Oh, this is about to get racist.
ABC News. This is interesting. Number 10 is Precious. Now, I've never met a Precious in my life, but I
bro, starting off with a banger. If that's 10, we got a long road here.
That moment when Monique's at the bottom of the steps and she's like, "You standing on them stairs like you think you're a motherfucking woman," is runs through my head.
Who is this guy?
Number 9, Terrell. Number 8, Aaliyah. Number 7,
Aaliyah.
I got to pause that because even when I saw it, when he said Aaliyah, I'm like, you never heard Aaliyah?
Good
like
night.
That? No, his name is Jake, the whitest name of all. So for him messing up Aaliyah, it makes sense.
So you a liar.
But you've never heard Aaliyah before. Like, that's crazy.
I know Aaliyahs.
Yeah, Terrell and Daryl.
Terrell and Daryl are like Connor and Tanner.
Yeah.
Number 6, Shanice. Number 5, Marquise. Number 4, Ebony. This is definitely a common name. Number 3, DeAndre. I've met a couple DeAndres. I went to school with a few DeAndres.
Never met a white DeAndre.
Number 2, Imani. Now, I had a friend in high school named Imani, and the thing I remember most about her is that she would put sugar packets into the McDonald's sweet tea. And I was like, Imani, it's sweet enough. And she said, it's not as sweet as it is in Georgia. If you like this list and want more lists about other nonsense, follow me. Leave me a comment with the name you thought would be the blackest name. Of course, I didn't come up with this list.
He didn't go as racist as I thought he was going to go.
If you're mad at something, be mad at them. I'm just sharing the news. Also follow my Instagram and fiance, Samantha, who I've tagged. Number 1, Deshaun.
He keeps saying his fiance Samantha. Like, what's his real name?
Damn.
Well, I think he says, I'm not going to play it back, but I think he keeps saying Stephanie Beyonce is what I think he keeps saying. I didn't go looking into his page too much. I just saw these are going
to
be funny.
I was about to say.
I'm pretty sure you follow him.
When he posts, it goes directly to your phone.
Ding. Yeah, when you hear that, it doesn't ding, though. It does, hey. So I know it's him. But he has, like, I set those three to myself because I thought that'd be interesting to talk about. Mm-hmm. But,
Aaliyah.
That, yeah. One of the comments were like, it's Aaliyah. The pronunciation that gets me.
He could have went a lot more races. I thought he was going to go a lot more races.
Sugar packs in her McDonald's sweet tea.
Look, someone here.
I like my sweet tea sweet.
Yeah, McDonald's thing is sweet though. McDonald's.
I need my sweet tea like Popeyes and Raising Cane's.
So here you got. I think it's not Darrell. It's Darrell. There's no Leroy on here for the black name.
This is part 2.
No, this is just reading the comments. I've not looked at the comments. So we're going to find out together. Like, Leroy should have been on here, according to somebody.
Leroy Jenkins.
Reggie and Craig are the blackest.
I didn't hear no Craig.
Reggie's on there. Reggie's got to be on there.
Yeah, I don't think I met a white Reggie.
No.
He toned it down.
He
didn't.
Isha.
A liar.
Yeah, he didn't want
this guy.
Flag.
A liar.
He don't got no Keisha on there.
A lot of Aaliyah comments. Deshaun has surpassed Reggie.
Instead of Precious, he could have went with like Mercedes.
Fucking Precious. Precious is not a popular name. I'm sorry.
At all. This man says Shanice. Everybody knows one Shanice and she loves your smile. Nobody else got no damn Shanice.
Like, Precious. All right, he's like, I'm gonna get him with this one. This shit is not a popular name.
I didn't hear Precious.
Bro, ABC, ABC.
I didn't hear Precious till the movie, man.
That shit is not popular.
And Felix will tell you, we from, you know what I'm saying? We from the urban areas. I ain't never met not even the nickname.
Precious. Yeah, I've not heard of Precious before or after that.
That's not definitely not common. And Aaliyah isn't either.
He could have said Delilah. That might have worked.
No, because Delilah is like a white name.
Super white.
Yeah.
Hey there, Delilah.
Delilah is like a white name. So, yeah, he messed up. Oh. Yeah, I don't hear it.
We don't. That means one meant for us to hear.
I thought I gotta do this a specific way to make the sound for some weird reason.
Nah, you're all right. You're fine. You're fine.
No.
What do we got next?
Apparently a skit from Family Guy.
Oh, Family Guy is awesome. It's not like it's not Rick and Morty, but...
Can you hear it now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. No.
I said it at the same time.
Felix. Why did you miss the assignment? All you had to do was get in the car.
I'm so sorry. He's talking about something. Driving. I can't even make Dewey out his mouth.
Dewey put it in drive. All you had to do was get in the car, dog.
I can't even make out what his mouth was saying.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. Describing Reggie.
None of that Adam 22 stuff in here.
Can you hear it?
Nope.
Yeah.
But I see his mouth moving.
He's saying something.
Yeah, I think he's describing Reggie.
Yeah, well, I can't tell if you guys hear or not, but he goes through this whole thing. He's got a gold tooth. He's got a chain. Always seems to be cut, but never works out. It's got a hoopty car. It's got, you know, all this shit. And then some white guy comes out in a tracksuit because he's trying to do everything not to show that he's a what, that he's a know his color of his race. I know you fuckers heard it because that's a specific way I put it on. So I know you.
Nah, it was silent. I'm pretty sure it was not playing anything.
I can't figure out how this shit works sometimes. The other video, the Instagram shit comes on with no problem. The YouTube, sometimes it doesn't always go.
I didn't hear nothing.
There's a little microphone icon.
Nothing. There's three separate screens to present. If you present the wrong one, it goes with no sound.
Well, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Apparently your presentation sucks.
I didn't hear it. But apparently he was describing Reggie.
It was described in Reggie.
In a tracksuit.
Always has, he's always lean, but never works out. Got a gold tooth, got three chains.
Three chains? You related
three
to
chains.
Three chains?
It's a great clip. I can't believe it didn't play.
Not speaking two chains? Play,
nah, that's his cousin.
My Bills are back in it, baby. They finally got
two chains.
Rid of that
got two chains
thing.
Got killed
so
on
happy
DMF
right now. Damn, who's happy
thanks
with me
for telling me that, Louis?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. You didn't see it.
What happened?
No.
Anybody who watches BMF, I'm sorry.
Not yet. Not yet.
Two chains dead.
What's BMF?
Huh? Sorry.
I fucking just spit the spoiler out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Sure did. Yeah.
If you watch it, I'm sorry.
What's that?
BMF, Black Mafia Family?
Effort.
Yeah, no, probably not on my TV.
Black Mafia is Black Mafia Family.
Not on your top 10 watch list?
Not on my watch list. I don't believe that it's there.
It's on Stars. Go check it out.
Uh-huh. What if it was WMF? Like on Black Stars. Would you watch it then, Billy?
It sounds like it's on Black Stars.
No, it's on Stars. It's on Stars. It's a 50 Cent show.
Curtis?
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell him
Curtis.
Tell him again, Dewey. What if it was what?
If it was WMF, would you tune in?
Yeah, he would have been telling us how good it was. Let me show
you
some clips.
You guys gotta
Nobody would have died. I know that.
Yeah, what's the opposite of two chains? Like what?
He would have.
This guy doesn't.
He would have told
him. No one dies on this show. We do taxes.
Two happy sacks is out there doing his thing.
He would have said necklace lost on pearl.
gosh. Yeah, but Buffalo sucks again. I said it for
can't
you.
Wait. So happy. So happy.
You guys even have a receiver.
Their number one receiver is Mac Khalil Collins, Shakir. Dude.
Come on.
Ooh, that's my guy. You got to call Cole Beasley back.
They had four receivers last year, and they're all gone.
Their number one receiver is Khalil Shakir, and he is next to Curtis Samuel.
I wonder if they were knowing they were going to get rid of Diggs, if they would have tried to keep Davis.
Gabriel?
It doesn't make any sense that you would get rid of Gabe Davis and then a month later
that dude isn't the number one.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
he
I don't
never
think
played.
He is
he
either.
Didn't play. He sucked and then he didn't play.
Yeah, he's not a number
one. I had him in fantasy.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm glad Jacksonville swapped him out for Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Are you sure? You heard
he's not a number one.
They said that boy.
What did you guys get?
Elite,
you got a second round pick or something for next year?
What honestly, in all
2025.
I think all they did was a salary dump because
they got
dead
money.
They didn't get a salary dump because they're picking up $30 million in dead cap.
No, the report says they traded all that contract. All is gone. They gave it all to the Texans.
No, I read that they're getting they got $30 million in dead cap. You just can't move the dead money that you paid them already.
They unloaded someone tweeted.
Someone said it wrong. If you pay the man a signing bonus, you have to, that counts against your cap. It can't go anywhere.
Double stamp.
The trade was not, will not be processed as a post June 1st designation. That means the Bills will incur just over a $31 million dead cap hit this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, they got
highest known dead money charge for a receiver. Nope. In no any bills. Season, all time. Congratulations, Buffalo.
No more Bills.
That sounds like Dan is
setting records in the offseason.
It sounds like they just want to get rid of him then. Damn the money, he's got to go. So that means
$30 million
must have been going on.
Dead cap, right off the top of your cap.
This year. So only for this year. Where'd he go? Only for this year.
And yeah. Then, so it's right over the. Right off the top of the cap, $30 million. Fuck out. What you should have did was you should have did a post June 1st. Then you could have split the $31 million up over two seasons.
Well, whatever they did something.
So what they're saying is, listen. What they're saying is, listen. We're gonna suck this year. So just take the $31 million cap now.
You opened up $27 million in 2025. So you basically shat on yourself this year and was like, "F it."
Billy's GM.
Yeah. That's basically what they said. We're gonna suck.
We're gonna look for next year. That's why your pick you traded for is also 2025.
Yeah, we had 2025s, a second and a fifth or sixth or some shit.
So just know
we gave up. Yeah, we gave up Diggs a second and a fifth this year to get a two next year.
Yeah.
Like, so just so you know,
to get rid of him
is what it looks like. Something bad happened. Something's gonna come out on that.
They said he tweeted something last night and that pushed it over the edge.
Yeah, somebody was talking trash saying, Josh doesn't need
I saw that tweet you're talking about.
He's the one that
doesn't
elevated.
Need a number one receiver or some shit like that. Yeah, success or something.
Yeah, Dick says, are you sure?
That can't be the reason
you trade someone over something
so silly, bro.
But you know what? Diggs is right because, I was just looking at some numbers here, and Josh
Allen. Numbers, no lie.
Josh Allen, first two seasons in the NFL, sir. Quarterback rating.
Mucho Batto.
Not
first
so good.
Years, Mucho. Bro, you're a rookie. Mucho Batto. Listen, sorry. There's nothing you're going to tell me that's going to make me think that Diggs made what's his name good. It's not going to work. For
nothing.
Me.
So just the numbers. The numbers don't do it. The numbers don't do it, huh?
Hell no, numbers don't mean anything.
Those numbers don't mean nothing.
So hold on.
Numbers lie, bro.
So
numbers lie.
52 pass completion for 2,000 yards, 10 touchdowns.
Diggs barely played this year. Diggs barely played.
No.
100%.
Before Diggs, he threw for 2,000 yards, 10 touchdowns.
As a rookie.
12 picks. Okay, cool. Rookie.
As a rookie to get 2,000.
All right, what are you doing his second year? That's what I need to hear.
There we go. That's where we go. Second year, he throws for 3,000, 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, 58 pass completion. So he went up 8% from
no accuracy whatsoever when he first came out. Right. That's very –
But now, 2020, 2021 – 2022 and 2023. That's what? 4 years? Diggs came in 2020. You know what his completion ratio was? 69, 64, 66. You know
you
what he threw?
Pull up Cole Beasley.
45.
See how many Cole Beasley had in those 3 years.
43.
Cole Beasley. Are you really going to bring up Cole Beasley?
He got all the underneath shit. That's where Alex
got
better. Oh, that's
was all his underneath you. Diggs is always a deep guy. He wasn't anything underneath. Your completions, your percentage goes higher. Little shitty dump offs. Cole Beasley had 100 catches almost 1 year, I think.
Did you see Diggs' numbers before he went to Buffalo?
Yeah, he balled out without Josh.
Yeah.
Listen, Josh Allen's lost.
He had to block too much for Josh Allen's runs, so he was like, "I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm not."
That might be what it is. But he did not lose. Josh Allen did not lose.
I can't have a fullback at quarterback.
Yeah, okay. I'm tired of watching this dude run with his red cheeks.
So you guys,
best quarterback in the NFL.
You,
You guys going to win 8 games next year?
Hell yeah. We're going to take the division again. Not worried about that. 3 yards in the cloud of dust. Kincaid, Knox, sweep to the left, sweep to the right, A gap, B gap. Let's go.
Three tight ends set, baby. Let's go.
Three tight ends. They got to run a one back system. You got to be.
Cook's going to be back there like, bro, let me out of here. I'm surrounded in tight ends.
It's going to be fucking Knox and Kincaid. Okay. I think Gilliam is our fullback. Then it's going to be Cook. Bro, 3 yards.
They got to run power. They're going to run power all game long. Power. Pitch to Cook. Oh no, a quarterback sweep.
Mm-hmm. Slide to the right.
We're gonna change
play action. Play action to the tight end in the flat for 5 yards.
I can't wait. Go.
Let's do an option. RPO to the fullback. They'll never.
This is gonna. Yeah.
Josh Allen. Back.
Left
back
tackle 71 is a legible receiver.
Throw it to yourself.
It'll work. Oh, that might actually work out.
69 right tackle. It's a legible receiver.
I know I haven't much, checked, yeah, but I know their odds tanked.
Big time.
They had to.
I didn't know they were too much. Before. They're still in cap trouble this year. Like they can't.
Hey, but y'all might get Keon Coleman at 28, you know, if he's there.
Huh?
Yeah. They said y'all might get Keon Coleman or what is his name from South Carolina? Leggett? Something like that.
That's a good move this is a deep, deep, deep wide receiver draft.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It might be light at the end of the tunnel for you, sir.
I'm not worried at all.
No matter who they get, he's not going to throw the ball to him.
You're not worried
until week seven.
To week seven when y'all 1-6.
That's why Diggs left. He's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I need somebody better.
I'm going to go over here and squabble, man.
Buffalo did not lose anything today.
No?
Yeah, that's a lot of copium over there you're inhaling, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Look up their future. Cap. Where are the futures?
They're horrible, the futures probably. Are.
He's looking for Sierra. What are you doing?
They got to be horrible. I'm telling you, I know their odds tanked after that. They have nobody.
Nobody.
Let's see.
They got a gidget.
They already lost a bunch, and people were questioning if they were done this year. Now they really done.
Let's see if I found it here.
Like Overcooked State?
Yeah. I called their window closed last year. I was a year early.
Nah, not even close. Houston odds went Super Bowl from plus 2,500 to plus 1,800. Good for them. Yeah, Tank Dell comes back. Nico Collins. Then you got.
Yeah, but dude, that's too many mouths to feed, bro.
You see that trio? Oh, don't worry. Stop. CJ going to get it popping.
Diggs is mad, so he's going to go to a team that has two good wide receivers. And
they brought Noah Brown back. So
he's going to cry in that offense, too.
So Buffalo is still the favorite to win the AFC East.
No.
Yep.
No.
Plus I don't believe 160. It. Miami's Boy plus stop. 170. Jets plus 240.
Boy, I don't believe it.
I'm trying to see what the Super Bowl odds are. Let's see.
He's looking at the thing before they updated it with the trade.
Nas is it right here? Based off of the new, the switch of the players.
When did they update it? When you say they updated, 7 p.m. or 8 a.m. this morning?
See, no way, y'all. No way. Future bets to consider following the Stephon Diggs trade.
No way.
So Buffalo's conference and title odds started to slide almost immediately following the trade announcement, and bettors flooded the market with bets on Houston. The Bills moved from plus 600 to plus 700 to win the AFC. And plus 1,100 to plus 1,300 to win it all. I mean, they barely moved the needle. We'd expect those odds to dip in the coming weeks. So we'll check it next week and see if anything else happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to dip heavy in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. We'll check next week and see what
Diggs
it is.
He's going to start tweeting if he sees that shit. He's going to be
tell
like,
you what, the you Bills want to bet that's all Texas. I'm worth? The Bills play the Texans this year. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You know how to shut them down. Just go to hit him. He's going to drop to his knees in the fetal position and drop down. So that's how you go take Diggs out. He'll just tackle himself.
After he gets in the end zone. After he gets in the end zone.
Show him the confetti the from
zone.
Kansas City.
He was allergic to the end zone this year.
Stroud might throw for 40 touchdowns this year, man.
It don't ever work like that. That was a Cinderella season,
if he throws to 40, if he can get to 40, I think Diggs will get 5.
He put it on tape. He ain't going to do the same things.
I don't know, man.
I think he'll be successful, but he's not going to come out and be this number one. Like, he's not going to
come out. That's Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is going to do that. He's going to come out.
You don't think Stroud's going to go over 30 this year?
No, no, it's Caleb. Caleb going for 30
what?
30 touchdowns. I don't think he's going to be like top 2 in the MVP race and like
how they. He'll be able to get 30.
He's too hyped up.
But Dewey's saying he's got tape on him, but he hit, how many did he have this year? Over 30 touchdowns, right? CJ Stroud?
I don't know. Something like that.
20, I think he had 25.
He'll be all right, man. That's
23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
That Shanahan offense is quarterback friendly, man.
I think he only missed 2 games.
4,000 yards.
Yeah, Gage played 15. Gage played 15.
That Shanahan offense is quarterback friendly, man. He'll be all right.
He gets better.
So you think Dewey, since you were one saying he's not going to do, there's tape on him, is he going to get more or less next year?
Stroud going to be better, man. He has every type of receiver. He got a route.
Yeah, sometimes that's not the answer, though. Sometimes that causes more. And you brought in a drama guy who was mad about his touches in his last team. I don't think Diggs helps them. They did well.
Diggs is going to a
free
team
up somebody
and
that
a coach
whole shebang bang.
That demands respect. He gonna go there and respect what D'Amico is going on, or he'll get packed up.
Diggs is a head case.
If Stroud comes out balling, I mean, I think he'll play well. But like how his hype just ran in that last. Houston had like a Cinderella end, like everything worked for them.
Oh, they,
listen to the numbers you threw out. He threw,
they are hype over hype, boy.
So you don't think he can't get 30? Now, he may not get for 4,000 again. He might maybe throw 35, 36, but he's going to improve on the touchdown. He's going to get 25.
If he plays a full season, I don't see why he wouldn't.
They are the most hype NFL team right now.
Yeah, they are for sure.
That's what I'm saying is when you go from
they in the top 5 right now.
They're going to push them all the way to the top, and then they're going to have like an 8-8, and everybody's going to be like, oh, they sucked, but that was really their ceiling the whole time. They're just over pushed. Stroud's not going to come in and be MVP race till the end of the year.
If they go 8-8, that's injuries. Because if they're healthy, I like them to –
still got to play, man. There's teams that play their first 6 games and lose by a total of, you know, a point every game, and if they would have won, they could have been, you know, I mean, so any given Sunday ish that anything could happen, but that's why they weren't supposed to be in the playoffs. They weren't, if he is what he looks like, he is.
But
I like Stroud, obviously. It's not a negative. I'm just saying that I think that they put him way a little too high, so he's gonna.
No, you're making,
I just checked, and their over under is 9.5 games right now.
Yeah,
I mean, because the division isn't great, but you got to contend with maybe Indy. And maybe Jacksonville. I don't think Tennessee is going to do anything. So it might be another race to 9, like you said last year. And Houston got to 10, and they made it. So it might be the same situation.
Tennessee might shock you now.
Yeah, division is hard anyway. They got to worry about the division in general.
Nah, man. The AFC South is a little tough right now.
I would just say Indy, Jacksonville, and Houston. I don't see Tennessee. I said they got no new quarterback, new coach.
You got two teams.
Players.
You got two teams that have all pro quarterbacks, right? And then if AR is healthy, you get to see what he could do. But you got the two teams, Houston and Jacksonville, with supposedly the top quarterbacks in that division. Then you got two other teams that got good to improve defense. That's going to be a
competitive division. Indy's defense is going to be something. That'll give Richardson a little bit of time to get it together because that defense will
be a competitive division.
Keep some points low.
This is the Texans play at home. They play the Ravens, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Lions, the Colts, Jags, and Titans.
It's a tough schedule.
And then they go on the road, Colts, Jags, Titans, Chiefs, Pats, Jets, Packers, Vikings, Cowboys.
That's not a tough schedule there, bro.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah. We got the AFC East and the NFC North this year.
That's a tough schedule.
But I mean, we all got to play them. So
yeah, yeah. Hopefully, you know, the division split down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Bears is gonna go what 10-7, right, Lou?
No, I don't think the Bears. I don't think the Bears win five games this year.
What? Nah, they'll win five games.
They got the best QB in the league.
What's their over and under? Because I think I might take the over and under.
There's got to be a better way to look at all the future shit. No, they've got a stacked team, though.
What is theirs?
All it was missing was a QB. They got that.
Chicago's over and under is 8.5 games right now.
Is it really?
Yes. I was looking like, man, I want to take the over. I know it looked good. 8.5 games.
That's because they don't know Caleb in the NFL. They put that at a mid, so nobody touched it.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to rate that shit.
Man, Caleb going to get them boys in the playoffs.
8.5 games, man. That's a lot.
They won seven last year, right?
That's the under right there, bro. I'm sorry.
That's because they had fields, bro.
Yeah, so Caleb is the generational, so they should be able to get two more.
He's generational because other reasons. Yeah.
So, Cowboys over and under is 10.5 right now.
Yeah, we'll do this real quick. Chiefs 11.5 over under.
Yeah, 11 over.
Over? I could see that. Yeah,
over. I don't know. 11.5. I gotta wait till the draft and free agency's over.
This is the high, man.
Dallas is 10.5.
Well, you got Chiefs 11.5. You got Baltimore 11.5.
Didn't Kansas City win 12 or 13 last year?
Yeah. Okay. You got Baltimore 11.5. San Francisco 11.5.
Like, hold on. Before you continue, Billy, he's saying that 11.5 is high for Kansas City, but Dewey, pull it up or verify for me. I won't say since Pat has taken over, maybe not the first year, but from the second year until now, hasn't he won 10 games or more every season since he's been a starter?
They're 49-13 with Mahomes between 2018 and 2021.
Yeah. So that 11 ain't a lot.
Can you guess what the Falcons over and under is?
10.5.
7.
9.5.
I was high.
9.5 for the Falcons. Okay.
All the teams that I was gonna bet
the over because I was thinking I was gonna have decent numbers. I don't have decent numbers.
I'm trying to see this article that I'm looking at. I'm trying to find out when it came out. It's Touchdown Wire. I show Falcons at 10.5.
Hey Rob, in 2021
I'm looking at FanDuel right now.
The Kansas City Chiefs, right?
They still won 12. Yeah, they won 12.
The Hard Rock app didn't show anything like that. I've never seen a future on the Hard Rock app.
And I'm on the FanDuel app.
I don't see how they don't get 11 again. Kansas City, you could, as long as Patrick is behind that center and he's healthy, you could put them down for it.
You could put some money on your Steelers. They're 7.5.
Who's their quarterback again? We don't know yet, right?
Oh no, either Russell Wilson or Fields.
No. You said Russ. You can't stick with Russ.
Well,
I mean, Fields, my bad. He said Fields was going to start. I said, no, Russ is going
to
be
the starter. They might try to move one of them on draft day. Most likely Wilson, I think.
No.
They got him for nothing. They got him for free.
Yeah. They ain't moving none of them.
So I'm saying,
I think it's not like he's going to help Fields anyway.
Mike, say Russell Wilson opening training camp as a starter, but it's a competition.
I'm just saying.
He gonna let him sit. Let him get his confidence back and all that.
Who's
good
the offensive
stuff.
Coordinator?
Oh, I don't know.
Arthur Smith.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I got Texans 9.5, Falcons 9.5. I'm on the lines. It's got what? FanDuel, BetMGM, and Bet Rivers.
If Steelers start losing, I could see Fields starting early, but.
But see, then you can't do that because if he balls out, then you have to pay him. That was what I was saying the other day. Like, if he plays the last six games and goes crazy.
Yeah, but if Russell Wilson balls out, you got to pay him.
Fifth year.
Yeah, you got to pay him anyways, though, right?
I think
if Russ ball out, you got to pay him.
If you get Wilson for nothing,
he'll be like vet minimum cheaper. He'll be cheaper than Fields is going to get.
If you trade Wilson with no contract, any draft pick you get is better than that $1 million salary. So they can get a 2 or 3 for Wilson from a struggling team like the Patriots or the Titans or someone. Get a 3 for a guy that only costs you $1 million. I'd probably move off of Wilson.
Or you could just cut him, though, too, right? You could just cut him.
You can, but you might. Somebody was willing to give a 3rd round for Russell Wilson. I would take
it. I don't think Russ gets traded. He's going to get traded before the deadline if he gets traded. It ain't going to be.
I don't think any. I don't think either one of them are getting traded.
Vikings over under 6.5.
Who?
Vikings over under 6.5.
I thought the Vikings did.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, yeah. I mean, they got Sam Darnold. All
I like it. 6.5. That may be one of my bets.
Yeah.
Yeah, all man.
Tools in the tool
that's
shed,
across
man.
The board. That's on all three.
I only like we're, it because Flores' defense.
We're going to do this next week. Next week, we're going to go over all the teams' over-unders and see what's going on because it's 9:45 now. Uh-oh. So we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, I like that. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Next, this could
when are we doing our mock draft?
The week before the draft. The draft is the last week in April, right? We looked that up last week.
Yeah, we just it's April now.
The last week, the 20 something or other.
I don't know. I know it's April.
20 something other. I see. Like it. The 25th.
I think it's the 25th.
How you don't know the draft, football guy? It's the 25th.
We talked about this last week. He's getting old.
The month just started.
25th. It's the draft. So we'll start. We'll do
the draft before they even announce the date. You tell us.
We're gonna have to record on the 22nd.
The 22nd, we'll do our mock draft show.
Yeah, then we'll release it. Probably, hopefully, the 23rd or 24th, so we can get out there before the draft and see what we can
do. Already knows the draft date next year in the city. How you forget the draft this year?
Where is it at this year? Detroit, right? Something like that?
Yeah. Motor City.
Right.
The Big 49.
Episode 49. Bobby Mitchell. Close.
Bobby Mitchell.
We're getting close to the numbers.
Bobby Mitchell.
We're getting close to that 50, that 51, that 52. Oh,
yeah. We can start going in the linebackers.
There we go.
We're going to the greats.
Bobby Mitchell might be the last running back we see.
May have to look ever. For,
yeah, I don't see. Look, yeah, we don't have any more.
We may have to look for the lineman when we get in the 60s or 70s. I got the perfect 100, though, when we get to the 100 episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Got to be a ref. We got to get some field judge, line judges coming up.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
I got to.
But you know the drill.
I know it.
Episode 49. Follow your boys. Like, subscribe, share. YouTube, IG, TikTok, X, Twitter.
Comment again, TikTokers.
All that. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boys. Mehente.com, BlackPlanet.com, AmishPeopleUnite.com. And we out. Peace.